Welcome to The Wolf Whistle, the podcast that interviews and celebrates the former players of our great club, Wolverhampton Wanderers. Welcome to The Wolf Whistle.
Welcome to a continued special series of Wolf Whistle podcasts where we speak to former players about their best 11 from their time at the club. We are very, very lucky to be joined today by absolute football royalty. This is a European Cup winner who came to Wolves at the back end of his career, a midfielder, played 46 games for the club between 1994 and 1995 and scored one goal. It is Gordon Cowans. Gordon, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Good, good, good. How's the lockdown treating you? Because I know you're missing out on your golf, aren't you, Gordon?
I am missing out on my golf, Jason, which is driving me mad. And I'm just bored out of my head, to be honest, sitting around the house watching the telly.
Oh, listen, I'm feeling exactly the same way, Gordon. But
exactly. Nothing you can do about it.
Oh, there isn't. We've just got to sit tight. Now, I know you and a good friend, you're actually writing a book at the minute, aren't you, Gordon? Johnny Martin?
Yes, Johnny Martin, yeah.
Brilliant. I mean, listen, Gordon, you had a fantastic career, you know, winning the European Cup with Aston Villa in 1982. I mean, that must have been the highlight of your career, Gordon.
Well, it wasn't the highlight of my career. I mean, you can't get much better than that, winning the European Cup. But there were other occasions as well that we won other trophies, so...
Oh, of course. But you know, winning the European Cup was fantastic.
The European Cup was the best one we could have won.
100%. But in my eyes, Gordon, the highlight of your career was joining the mighty Wolverhampton Wanderers. That's the highlight. Now, I did set you the task of picking your best 11. So what formation are you going to go for, Gordon?
To get the players I want in there, and there are a few players who might have been available but were out injured.
Yeah.
So I'm going with a 4, yeah. 3, yeah. 1, 2.
A 4-3-1-2. Wow, that is extremely technical. So we'll start off with your shot stopper. Who are you going to have in goal, Gordon?
I'm going for Mick Starwell in goal.
Well, I mean, obviously you played with some great keepers. You know, obviously, yep. At Wolves, it was probably Mickey Starwell and Paul Jones. How good was Mickey Starwell?
Mickey Starwell was brilliant. Yes, he's a very good keeper.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, an absolute pleasure to play with him as well.
Oh. Definitely. I mean, once again, Mike played, I think he played over 400 games for Wolves, and he was a fixture in the team in the entirety of the 90s, really. We're going into defence, four across the back. Who's going to be your left back, Gordon?
Mark Venus.
Now, Mark went on to have a great career after Wolves too. What was one of Mark's strengths, Gordon?
Well, Mark's strength as a defender, he was obviously a very good defender.
Yeah.
But on the ball was very good as well, and his ability on the ball was good. His, you know, his passing ability to pass it to the wingers or to the strikers or midfield players, you know, he was just a natural footballer.
Yeah, he was. Very, very skillful, Mark, and I think quite underrated. And, you know, obviously been with Wolves since the late 80s, so he'd helped us up the leagues, and it was pleasing to see him get his opportunity playing with, you know, some great players, obviously in the Championship. So who are you going to go for at right back, Gordon?
Andy Thompson,
another absolute legend. I mean, he was just Mr. Reliable, wasn't he, Gordon?
He was Mr. Reliable. He was so good. Again, you know, he'd get forward, he'd get back, his ability on the ball, you know, his tackling ability as well, and, you know, at his size as well, he'd still win a lot of headers.
Yeah, he would, because he wasn't the tallest, but he'd jump up well, wouldn't he? In fact, I remember him scoring once for the header.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah.
Very, very good player, Tomer. And so we're going now to your centre-halves. Now, once again, you played with some great centre-halves at Wolves. So who are your two central defenders going to be, Gordon?
Well, two central defenders, I'm going to go with John DeWolf.
Wow.
And Dean Richards. John DeWolf. Well, absolutely fantastic. What a player.
Yeah. Unbelievable. And sadly, he got injured when he was at Wolves, because I think his career would have been longer. But once again, Dutch international, really, really strong player, wasn't he, Gordon?
He was a really strong player. I mean, his aerial ability, winning headers, his ability on the ball. And he had pace as well, but he'd come forward and score goals as well.
Yeah, I mean, that hat-trick at Port Vale, who can forget that? What a player he was, John DeWolf. And partnering him, you've chose Dean Richards. Now, once again, Dean Richards, what a centre-half.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, the pair of them together had a great partnership.
I was just going to say, Gordon, as a midfielder, how important is it having, you know, two really good centre-halves behind you?
Well, it's very important. I mean, two, you know, really classy centre-halves, because, you know, Underwolf would have been the captain, and he would have been dictating to people and dragging them out, telling them where to go, and make sure they were marking, make sure they're doing the job properly, and that's exactly what it was.
Brilliant. And once again, what a captain he was. So we're moving to midfield. So you've gone for a 4-3-1-2. So you're playing three across the midfield. Who's going to play on the left side of this midfield, Gordon?
Well, as Tony Dowley was injured, and Steve Froggatt was at the club, and what a great lad Steve Froggatt is, lovely lad.
Oh, yeah.
And a very good player as well. And I thought Froggy did very well when he was at Wolves. And I'd go for Steve Froggatt on the left wing.
And was you at Villa with Steve Froggatt as well, Gordon?
Yes, he was. He played in a few games when I was still there.
Yeah.
And you could see the quality he had then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and once again, it's such a shame that when he come to Wolves, sadly, he did suffer from injuries, isn't it?
He did suffer from injuries, which was a shame, but. For when he did play, he did well when he did play.
Oh, he certainly did. And on the right-hand side of midfield, Gordon, who are you going for there?
I'm going to go for Paul Birch.
Oh, I mean, Paul's been very popular in these. I mean, just how good was Paul Birch, Gordon?
Paul Birch is a footballer. He was an outstanding player. I mean, his work rate and his ability on the ball. Yeah. Passing ability. I mean, he'd just work his socks off every time he was out on that pitch. You know, he was going to give everything.
Oh.
And he's just one of them people who, you just want to be playing with.
Definitely. And once again, you played with him at Aston Villa, didn't you, Gordon?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
And again, he's a right character with being a very good footballer. Oh. A really good lad.
I can believe that, Gordon. I can believe it. Once again, Paul Birch, great, great player for the Wolves at a time when we needed him and his experience. And which midfield general is going to sit between Paul Birch and Steve Froggatt?
Myself.
Ah, Gordon, I'm so glad you said that, my friend. I mean, look, you were 36 when you come to Wolves. I mean, what was it like to play under Graham Taylor? Because you'd played underneath him before. Did he just say, look, Gordon, I need your experience. You know, go and do your stuff in midfield.
Well, that's what he said to me. He said, I want you to come and play in midfield. Sit in the middle of the midfield and, get on the ball as much as you can.
I mean...
But, it was a pleasure to come and play that season I did for the Wolves. I really enjoyed it.
Oh, look, Gordon... go on, sorry, continue.
No, I really enjoyed it. I mean, the people at the club, the players themselves, I mean, they're all, we had some right characters there.
Yeah.
And some, but when they were out there on that pitch, they gave it everything.
Oh.
And that is something that's so important in football.
I mean, Gordon, there was a lot of experience in that side that you played in, and sadly, we didn't make it to the Premier League. But I think, from being a Wolves fan, to watch you play for the Wolves and bring your experience, we really appreciated it. And once again, you was part of a very good team there.
Well, it was a very good team, and I really enjoyed playing in that team as well.
No, we appreciate that, Gordon. And so we're going now 4-3-1-2. So who is going to be your number 10 behind your two strikers?
Well, I was number 10, but Dave Kelly would be number 8, and he'd be behind the two strikers for me.
You listen, Sid, I'm glad you're number 10, mate. You've just put me in my place, haven't you?
I was number 10, so I was just telling you the truth.
No, listen, that number 10 shirt's yours, mate. We'll give number 8 to David Kelly. Once again, David Kelly, he was quite versatile because he could be an out-and-out striker, but he could play behind the front two, couldn't he, Gordon?
He could do either, and he was very comfortable playing, occasionally playing as a striker, but most of the time playing in that level just behind the two strikers, which was very good. I mean, we got Bully and Don Goodman in front of him, and he was out creating chances for them and scoring goals himself.
Yeah.
So it all worked out well for him.
So your two up top, I take it, are going to be Steve Bull and Don Goodman?
Steve Bull and Don Goodman, and it would be difficult to get two better strikers than them pair.
Oh, 100%. 100%. I mean, look, Gordon, you played, obviously, with a lot of great strikers in your time. You're an England international. You know, you played for Villa when, obviously, they won the league, etc. But when you come to Wolves, just how lethal was Steve Bull? Because his goal-scoring record was second to none, wasn't he?
Well, his goal-scoring record was just phenomenal. He'd score goals for fun, but he was a very good striker.
Yep.
He offered movement, which is, you get a lot of strikers who are just really static, and Bully would come short and leave spaces in behind for Don Goodman to go and make a run through. And together, they paired up very well together. The pair of them were brilliant.
Oh, 100%. And once again, you know, Don Goodman, he'd scored a lot of goals at West Brom, a lot of goals at Sunderland, and he come to Wolves and he just seemed to partner up with Steve Bull really well, didn't he, Gordon?
He did. As a pair, they were brilliant together. And I mean, I remember I'd be taking the corners and Don would say to me before the game, he says, you know, when you take the corners, Sid, don't hit them low, hit them high, he says, because I can jump high.
Brilliant.
And he did. He scored quite a few goals with headers.
Oh, he was such an aerial threat, Don was. And, you know, once again, we got him at a good time for Wolves, really, and a good time in his career for him to come to the club.
Well, it was a great time for him to come to the club.
Oh.
And to be there with them, I mean, not only on the field, but off the field as well. Really nice people and very made you feel very welcome when I first came to the club, apart from Bully in the dressing room.
I believe you've got a little story about that, haven't you, Gordon?
I have got a little story about that. I was sat in the dressing room and my kit and my boots, the kit was on the, obviously on the bench, and my boots were on the floor. And I'm sat next to Bully and he picks my boots up. He says, see these boots, Sid? He said, see that line there on the floor? I said, there's no line on the floor, Bully. He said, that line there. And he threw me boots across the dressing room. Nearly hit Paul Birch with them. And then I looked at him and he sat there laughing. And that was more or less his welcome to the club.
Wow. I mean, to be honest, Bully's got some balls to do that to a player who was as decorated as you, Gordon, with England caps and European Cup medals. But, you know, he scored a lot of goals, didn't he? So I suppose he thought that was his dressing room.
Well, he did score a lot of goals. But, it was only a bit of fun. And
of course.
It was quite funny, to be honest.
I mean, to be honest, you still keep in touch with Bully now, don't you? Obviously, we've all been out to Spain and you've been playing golf with him, because I know, obviously, golf's a big passion of yours now, isn't it, Gordon?
It is a big passion of mine now. I'm finished with the football and, we've been out to Spain together a few times and had some good times over there and had quite a few rounds of golf as well.
Brilliant, brilliant. What's your handicap then, Gordon?
My handicap now is 13. It used to be, years ago, it used to be 5.
Wow, I tell you what.
I'm getting old.
Listen, after the lockdown, Gordon, get yourself out playing 3 or 4 times a week, mate. You'll still get you'll soon get into single figures. Don't worry about that.
Hopefully, I will.
You will. And I mean, look, you've picked a great side here, Gordon. Who would be your manager?
Graham Taylor.
I mean, you know, I mean, it was Graham that gave you your England debut, I believe, wasn't it, Gordon?
No, it was Bobby Robson that gave me my England debut.
Sorry, that's right. Bobby Robson initially gave it you. That's right, because but you had a spell out of not playing in the England squad, and Graham Taylor called you back in, didn't he?
Well, I broke my leg, so I was out for a year with a broken leg.
Yeah.
And Graham Taylor became the manager, and he pulled me back into the training sessions and everything, and then he said, we're playing Ireland over in Dublin, and he said to me, right, I'm playing you tomorrow, you know, in midfield, and I was shocked.
Yeah.
Because he left Paul Gascoigne out of the team.
Wow.
And played me instead, and I mean, it was so nice as well. Paul Gascoigne come up to me and shook me hand and said, I hope it goes well for you, Sid.
Oh, you know, wow.
Just, again, Graham Taylor, great manager.
Yeah.
And so nice of him to give me that last chance to play for my country.
I mean, you know, that's a lovely story, because obviously Graham, once again, great manager, Watford, Villa, England, and you know, we was very, very fortunate to have him at Wolves. And I think, you know,
yeah.
What's your take on this? Because I think if he'd have been given another season, I think we'd have gone up, wouldn't we, Gordon?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah.
No, he was a real classy manager. I mean, his knowledge on football and the way he get the best out of his players,
yeah,
was brilliant as well.
Oh, unbelievable. And for him to drop... For him to drop Gazza, you know, he was probably playing the best football of his career. For him to drop Gazza,
yeah,
for
exactly.
You. Yeah, wow.
I was a bit embarrassed, to be honest.
Oh.
But Gordon, anyway, it happened.
Listen, you shouldn't be embarrassed, Gordon. Not with your career, mate. And so your team then is Mickey Stoll in goal, right back Andy Thompson, left back Mark Venus, centre halves Dean Richards and John DeWolf, who's the captain. Three across the midfield. Paul Birch on the right, Steve Froggatt on the left. Number 10 is Gordon Cowans. You're definitely number 10, Gordon. Number 8 is just behind the front two, David Kelly. And then you've got Steve Ball and Don Goodman up front. I mean, would you be pleased with that team, Gordon?
I'd be delighted with that team, yeah.
Oh, that is an absolutely great team, Gordon. And you did mention some substitutes, didn't you, that you'd played with? You know, Paul Jones, Neil Emblin and Jeff Thomas. I mean,
yeah,
as you as a midfielder, Gordon, how good were once again Neil Emblin and Jeff Thomas?
Very good. They're two very good players.
Yeah.
You know, I was very lucky that Graham Taylor brought in, and he played me pretty much every game, so...
Yeah. And
they must have been getting a bit cheesed off, but
look, you was in there, Sid, for your experience. You got a lot of experience and you brought it at a vital time. But Neil Emblin, for example, he was a very skillful, creative player on the ball, wasn't he?
He was, exactly, yes.
And there was also Jeff Thomas, who'd also played for England as well, Sid?
Yes.
Brilliant.
So, I mean... Again, Jeff would have been on the bench for a while as well, so...
Listen.
They must have been getting a bit frustrated with that, but that's just the way it is. I mean, the manager makes the decisions.
I mean, it's interesting, Gordon, because when I speak to former players about the best 11, it is difficult because... And I suppose you then put yourself in the manager's shoes because... You have to leave players out. I mean, you know, you've had to put Neil Emblin and Jeff Thomas on the bench there. It is difficult leaving such good players out, isn't it?
It is very difficult. I mean, and as a player, to be left out, it does hurt you.
Yeah.
And it can destroy you, mentally destroy you as well, because you'll get so frustrated.
Of course.
Especially if you're out for a real long spell.
Yes.
But if you're on the bench and you're coming on in most of the games for 20 minutes or so, then you know, you just got to get on with it.
Yeah. And football, Gordon, is a confidence game as well. And it's one of them where you do have to have a run of games to get your confidence up, to get your performances up.
Exactly, you do. You're spot on, Chase, yeah.
Well, Gordon, that has been extremely interesting. That is a fantastic side. At some point in the future, when lockdown's over, we'll hook up again and I'll get your full podcast and your full story from your time at Wolves, because I'm sure you've got some more great stories. And from my point of view, Gordon, and the rest of the Wolves fans, thank you for being such a great servant to our club at such an important time. And, you know, I really hope you enjoyed your time at Wolves.
I did enjoy my time at Wolves. It was, great club, great people here, both on and off the pitch. You know, I did enjoy it very much, though.
Gordon, that is lovely to hear. Well, I wish you health and, you know, continue best wishes, and we will get you back on the podcast soon for some more stories. So, Gordon, thank you very much.
Jason, thank you as well.
Thank
Cheers.
You. Bye now.
Bye. Bye.